Okay, our friends. So I have a question for you. Have you seen the Super Mario Galaxy movie? Have you seen it? It's the new one where there's Princess Rosalina. Okay, so in the movie, Princess Rosalina has a book that she reads. And my friends, it just so happens that yours truly also has that book. And I am so excited to share it with you. We will read this storybook. It's called Rosalina's Storybook. And it's the Nintendo one, right? And so this story has several different people we have to thank for it. But the story is actually written into 9 different chapters. So what we're going to do is we're going to divide this into 3 days worth of stories. I will read chapter 1, 2, and 3 today, chapter 4, 5, and 6 tomorrow, and chapter 7, 8, and 9 the following day. So you've got to tune back in if you want to hear the whole book, right? Okay, so we're going to start with chapter 1.
Obviously.
Obviously. And today's story, Rosalina's Storybook, is written by the people over there at Nintendo, and they are published through Dark Horse Books. And I don't see an author credited because I think it's a team of people. I think there's a large group of people who are all contributing to this material.
I thought Rosalina's storybook started with
Rosalina?
no,
Maybe
Peach.
Peach? Well, let's find
Peach
out.
and Rosalina.
Let's find out. Let's find out how it starts, shall we? So today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
Chapter 1, The Celestial Duo. Our story begins a very, very long time ago with a young girl. One day, this girl spotted a rusted spaceship holding a small star child. And in the picture, we can see that very thing. "What's your name? Are you lost?" the girl asked the star child.
"I'm Luma, and I'm waiting for Mama. She's coming for me on a comet,"
said the star child, who had been waiting day and night. And it looks like in the pictures, crying, right? Wouldn't you be crying too, though, if you'd lost your mama?
"Don't worry, I'll wait with you," the little girl promised Luma.
And we can see them doing, it's a pinky promise, right? And you can't break one of those. At nightfall, the little girl borrowed her father's telescope and peered into the sky. She looked and looked, yet she saw nothing. Hours turned into days and then years. But still, the sky revealed nothing. Finally, the little girl sighed and said to Luma, "If we stay here looking much longer, I'll be an old lady soon." Finally, the little girl sighed and said to Luma, "If we stay here looking much longer, I'll be an old lady soon." But then she had an idea. "Why don't we go out there and find your mother ourselves?" Oh, she's an adventurous girl, So the girl and Luma fixed up the rusty spaceship, and then the two set sail into the starry sky. And this is how the search for the celestial mother began. Chapter 2, Star Bits. Days passed with no sight of the comet or even a single planet. Instead, asteroids extended as far as the eye could see. "If I had known it was going to take this long, I would have packed more jam," said the little girl above the rumble of her belly. Oh, I wonder if she's made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or something, but then not had enough to make more. Oof, that would be hard. Ah, look, it says, before they left, she had packed all the essentials: a telescope, a butterfly net, her stuffed bunny, bread, milk, jam, and apricot flavored tea.
What?
Well, it's kind of like peach flavored tea, you know, delicious. But I forgot to bring water. At this, Luma burst into gales of laughter, and the girl began to pout. As long as I have Starbits, I'll be fine, said Luna. Want some? The little girl couldn't stay mad after hearing this. Luma continued to laugh, and the girl couldn't help but join in. All right, maybe just a little. Leaning out of the ship, the pair began to collect Starbits with the girl's net. They almost fell out a few times, but they kept on collecting. And in the picture, we can see them collecting all of the Starbits. They look like brightly colored balls of something, don't you think? They're glowing. It's almost like an energy. The Starbits tasted like honey. Oh, I bet she could put her apricot tea with the Starbits. What do you think?
Wouldn't that be
delicious? All right. And our last chapter for today is chapter 3, The Comet. A beam of light pierced through the ship's window. Thinking it was the morning sun, the girl peered through the window only to find a turquoise blue comet shimmering at her. The little girl shook the sleeping Luma awake and shouted excitedly, "We have to get to that comet!"
"I wonder what's in the comet."
The pair descended on the comet and found that it was made of ice.
Oh, but if it's part of the water cycle, you could kind of break off chunks of it, right? And then she'd have all the water she needs, right?
They looked high and low, but Luma's mother was nowhere to be found.
What if Luma's mother got trapped in the ice?
What if Luma's mother was trapped in the ice? Well, yeah. Wouldn't you see her, though? Because you can kind of see through ice.
Well, so it's at the very core of the comet.
I don't know how she got in there, then.
Let's see. Exhausted, the little girl sat down with a flop, utterly unable to take another step. Look! Peering down at the icy ground where Luma was pointing, the girl suddenly noticed clusters of Starbits encased in the ice.
Pretty good, huh? Finding Starbits is my specialty, said Luma, beaming.
Ah, so there is stuff encased in this ice.
Maybe around all those Starbits, there is Luma's mother, because Luma's mother has to be like a star or something.
Maybe.
There's ice here, but it's so warm. I bet there's water here, too.
The two decided to stay on the comet for a while. Riding the turquoise comet, the pair continued their search for Luma's mother. And we will pick up the story anew tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, that's where we stop.
The end.
Do you want to say anything else?
Hope you can join us for the next chapter of our story tomorrow.
That's right, me too. The end.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. We should say to be continued.
Oh, yeah, to be continued.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.